Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Nun Hey. As we started Perek Dam Hanida yesterday, and we continue here in this 2.5-3 block Perek, the seventh Perek here, Masechta Nida. Before we get to really the next section, the eighth Perek of Nida, the eighth Perek and beyond, is very all the halacha lemaisa aspects of Nida b'zman hazeh, Nida and Ksamim, as Hashem will get to on daf Nun Ches. But we started yesterday from the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about the different items and their power of being metame. So the first one on the list that the Gemara discussed was Dam Hanida. Not only does Nida make one Usser Labaila, but obviously Dam Hanida is metame. And again, this relates to, I think we might have mentioned this way back at the beginning of the Masechta. We mentioned the sugya of Nida being in two different worlds. As we know, there are different various areas of halacha that border different worlds. Nida is one of them. Nida is both Tumah V'Tahara and Issur V'Heter, as we discussed in the first parak or two of the Masechta. Sometimes it's not so clear if something Labayla is something Lataros, but Nida is one of those areas of halacha which border on both. Ribis is another one. Choshen Mishpat and Yaradeya. Ksuba is Choshen Mishpat and Evan Ezer, right? There are numerous areas of halacha that border on two different areas. So Nida, as well as the Gemara, as the Mishnah emphasizes, Tumah V'Tahara, even though most of the Masechta is about Issur L'Bayla. Remember that Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu. The name Aderes Eliyahu comes from the Aderes, the cloak that Eliyahu Navi left for his Talmud Elisha when he went up in his chariot of fire. He took it as Aderet off before he went up, and he split the Yardane with it, and Elisha split the Yardane with it on the way back. That's the cloak of Eliyahu, but that's the name of one of the Sfarim that the Talmidim put together of his thoughts on Chumash. So the Parsha Shoftim on the Pasuk, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega, that's where the Gra notes that there are three areas of halacha in general. Tumah V'Tahara, Issur V'Heter, and Dinim Amanus, Choshen Mishpat. And that's the three areas of Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. So Bein Dam L'Dam is Dam Nida. So therefore he puts it into the world of Issur V'Heter. Bein Nega L'Nega is Negayim. It definitely Issur V'Heter, but as we saw from the Mishnah yesterday, Dam Hanida also is all about Tumah V'Tahara, and that's what was discussed in terms of how powerful is it. And the Gemara even had a Havamina that maybe Dam Hanida should have the power to be Metame Mishkav U'Moshav, and the Gemara says that can't be. Do you need a Pasuk for that? Is it Misvara? Right, that gets to the root of what Tumas Mishkav is, not just the Limudim and Gzeres HaKasavs. And that relates to, is there a relation between Dam Hanida, Evan Midugas, as was discussed at the end of the shiur. Okay, but then we're not up to number two. Item number two in the Mishnah was Besar Hames. Besar Hames is Metame. Again, Dam Hanida and Besar Hames are Metame, both Lach and Yavesh. The Rambam talks about this also in Mishkav Moshav and also in Hilchos Tumas Meis. The beginning of the second parak of Hilchos Tumas Meis, the Rambam quotes our Mishnah. The Rambam quotes, what is Metame? What part of Meis is Metame? Hanefel. The Rambam says, a kezias from a mace, doesn't matter how dried out it is, whether it is moist, whether it is dried out like a piece of cheres, mitame kemes shalem. That is the Rambam Shita quoting our Mishnah. Then he talks about the other types of mace that I think we also mentioned earlier, the netzel and the others. And then the Rambam adds, what about an aver? What's the definition of an aver? Hopefully we'll talk about that at some point soon. But that's Besar Hame. So Minolan, how do we know that Besar Hame, asked the Gemara, is Metame both Lach and Yavesh? So Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Kra, Lachol Tumaso. And we darshan, L'chol Tumas HaPorshos Bimenu. L'chol Tumaso, all of its Tumah, all the Tumas that come out of it, all the different types of the mace that are connected and come out of a mace, including something that is even dried out. That's how Reish Lakish understands L'chol Tumos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, O Be'etzem Adam O Be'Kaver. Right? It's because of the Hekish in the pasuk talking about Tumas Meis in Parshas Chukas, Adam Dumya the Etzem Ma Etzem Yavesh Afkan Yavesh. Just like an etzim is dry and yet it is still mitame, so too yavesh, even a basar that is yavesh is mitame. May be nayu, ike be nayu, different chavruche. What's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? Both of these reasons seem to include yavesh. If it is totally falling apart, if it is crumbling, ifrach ifruche, right? What would be the nafkamina? Ifrach chavruche, that is very dry, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So then that's not dumya de etzim, because an etzim isn't falling apart. According to Reish Lakish, it's included in the Chol Tumas HaParshos Bimenu. But according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would not be Dumi De'etzem, and therefore it would not be included. Meisvei, Kasha on Reish Lakish, Basar Ameis Shehufrach Tohar. Sounds like if it's totally Hufrach, so then it totally pulverized and falling apart, it is Tohar. So doesn't that show that it should not be included? Meaning a raya to Rabbi Yochanan and Akasha on Reish Lakish. Answer, Hasam de ikmach favi ka'afra. That's mamish like powder. If it's mamish like powder, so then even Reish Lakish would agree that it is not included. It's not even included. It's not even included in Parshos Mimenu, right? It's not identifiable anymore. Maybe it's kind of like Shinui, right? Shinui by Gezel and Shinui by Esnan. And here too, maybe Shinui by Tumas Meis. Even if you want to say falling apart is included, but mamish, ikmach, vavika afra, that is different, right? This is, even Reish Lakish would agree. There's a question, what were the Rambam paskins? If you look in Hilchos Tumas Meis, in Perek Gimel, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam says, Perek Gimel halacha yud, Bisara meis shenifrach v'naseh kekemach tohar. Basara meis that is totally pulverized, and it's like flour tar. Who does that sound like? Kekemach is tar. That sounds like the ukimta the Gemara made for Reish Lakish. Right? Reish Lakish says, if it's kemach, I'll agree it's tar. So he asks the Kesem Mishnah, how does the Rambam, we usually have the rule, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we pass him like the Rebbe. We pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Reish Lakish. So he asks the Kesem Mishnah, why does the Rambam quote Reish Lakish? Shemidivir Rabbeinu Shekasa Venasa Kemach Nireh Shu Posek Reish Lakish. Sounds like he paskins like Reish Lakish. Again, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to this too. Rabbi Yochanan just includes even more is excluded, right? But it sounds like the Rambam paskins like Reish Lakish. So v'utema hech posek Reish Lakish b'makam Rabbi Yochanan va'od, and he says shebarosh perek sheni kasav to yavish kecheres mitame. Right? We just read that a minute ago, right? The Rambam said earlier in the previous perek that if it's dried out like cheres mitame, mashma davka kecheres she'inu asui lifarach. Right? It sounds like that's the minimum dryness. Right? Only if it's like cheres is it included. Avalam yavish yoser mi cheres who asili parach v'tar avol bishlo nifrach v'pazakam behefech. And here he says, oh, it's only the shear is totally like powder, but anything more than powder would still be metame. But the earlier parak said cheres v'tzarach lomar. So it must be shemasha kasav kan shenifrach. It must be what the Rambam says here in this parak shenifrach v'nase hamei v'nase kemach lo shenifrach mamish kamar. You have to reread one of the prakim in light of the other one. And if you want to make it Reb Yochanan connected, so you have to read Perek Gimel in light of Perek Beis and not the opposite. And that's what the Rambam does. That's what the Kesef Mishnah does. Lo shenifrach mamish kamar, ella hayinu lomar, shehu yavish kolkach, ad sheilu yifrach yaseh kekemach tar. If you would crush it, so then it would be like kemach, but it's not as kemach. If it is like Kemach, that's even Reish Lakish, and we don't pass it like Reish Lakish, the Kesef Mishnah is answering. It must be, if you would crush it up, it's like Cheres. But it's very dry, that if you would take this piece of Cheres and crush it up, it could become powder. That's Zeo Pirish Ifrech Efruche Sh'amar B'Gemara Shutar L'Reb Yochanan. So that is the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, so this is one area of halacha in terms of if you're a kafruche and ge'etzim, also another interesting area of halacha, where something becomes like powder, that's Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos also, right? The big sugya in Hilchos Brachos, steering Gemara is in the sixth parak of Brachos, about, the sauces and soups and, crushed, fruit. Right, all the different the sugyas, the two different gemaras that give different impressions, and how are you machalik? But the poskim talk about, let's say applesauce. So what bracha does one make on applesauce? So if there is bumps and there's pieces of apple in it, so look, you make a ha'etz. What if there are no apples? What if there are no apples that are visible, that is just crushed? So what bracha do you make? It's a little bumpy. If it's very liquidy, mamish, so then pashas you make a shahakol because it is totally nishtana, like in this case. What if it's a little bumpy? So that's a question in the postgame. I think the Rambam's lashon also is kisoles. In Hilchas Brachas. I don't think I can, like soles. So again, the Rambam, unless it's like soles, you make a ha'etz according to the Rambam. So usually we say, oh, if you're not sure, we'll just make a shahakol. But some folks could say that according to the Rambam, if you're not sure, make a ha'etz, because if it's any, you know, shape or bumps in it, so then one would make a ha'etz. Again, the minhag of many Hilchas Brachas books are the ones that are processed, that you buy from the store, right? Those are pretty processed, and then you make a shahakol on those, any ones that are made at home with some bumps in it, so one would make a ha'etz. But again, there is a little, as we know in all Hilchas Brachas, some flexibility in terms of which bracha. But that's another area of where we have ke'ef, ka'afra, kesoles in this regard. Chashugi Chemed here discusses talking about Tumas Meis. First, well, let's go back a step. He talks about the context is Tumas of Meis Akum. So, Meis Akum are Metamei be what? Right, Tumas Meis applies to Jews. What about to non-Jews? That's the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, where the Gemara quotes the discussion from Maseches Ahalos, that according to some Tanoim, there is a difference between Tumas Meis of a Jew and Tumas Meis of an Akum. Right, the Gemara says there, Kibri of the Kochavim Einon Mitamin Ba'ohel. Shenamar Vaten Soni Son Marisi Adam Atem, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Atem Kruyim Adam, Ve'einho of the Kochavim Kruyim Adam. So that's the drasha to tell me that according to some Tanoim, that an Anjew is not Mitamin Ba'ohel. Right, one might say, what do you mean? They're not an Adam? It's a halachic category called Adam Kiyamas Ba'ohel. If you look in the Maritz Chayis on that Gemara in Yevam, Samach Aleph, the Maritz Chayis says this is nothing against, you know, Akum, right? It's just that, he'll quote the Lashon, he says, Nira Ba'inai, Ein Kavan Akam Lahotzi Yeser Ha'amin Michlal Adam, Rak Chazal Bo Lefarish, Ki B'chol Eis Asher Nizka Batora, U'Bekisvei Kodesh Stam Lashon Adam, Lo Kibnu Rakel B'nei Yisrael. Why? Kmok B'kol Sifrei V'Nimusei Hadas, Hamiyuchedes Luuma Achas. Whenever you have a book of law written for a certain people, so when it says in the book, each man should dot dot dot, each man has obligation to, it's talking about the people who it's meant for. It's talking about the people who follow those laws. It's not saying that somebody else is not called a man. It's just that whatever religion this is written for, so that's who it's referring to. Right, this is not against any other religion saying, oh, they're not Adam. Of course they're B'nai Adam, of course they're people. But it's saying, when it says in the Torah, or in the Navi, Adam has to do this. This halacha applies to Adam. It's talking about the people that are being referred to in the book and have an obligation to fulfill all the laws in the book. But either way, relating to the halacha, Kivrei Akum, that is a major machlokes Rishonim, and machlokes, based on the machlokes Tanam. If you look in some Rishonim hold that we paskin against this Tana. Right, Meisi Akam or even Matami Ba'ohel. There are some Tanoim like that. Palitos was here. Paskin like that. Against that Deya in the Rishonim. It says, Vitzrichim Akonim Lizor Mikivri Ovdei Kochavim. Says Tosus right here in Yevamos Samach Aleph. That's on the one extreme. That's even Matame Ba'ohel. Others say that Meisi Akam or even Matam, even Mutter B'maga. The Yireim, or Blazim Emetz, even Mutter B'maga, that's the other extreme, the most makeup. And many Rishonim, including the Rambam, say, no, they're not Metame B'Ohel, but they are Metame B'maga, the middle Shita. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shinayin Beis, in Yaredeya, in the Sugi of Tumas Kohanim, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, unusual Lashon for the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch usually says Mutter or Usser. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, Nachon li zoher hakohen milelech aleihem. It's good not to. Right? Very meduyik in the lashon. Interesting, if you look in the Shmir Shabbos, the earlier Shmir Shabbos, you know, every time the Shmir Shabbos was printed again, Rav Norworth was even more, I mean, he was always meduyak, but he writes that he realized that how much everybody's meduyak in every one of his words, so in the newest Mahadur of the Shmir Shabbos, it's either Asur, Nachon Lizoher, Lot Sarech Limchos, all the different Lashonos, which are very meduyak in terms of, you know, how inappropriate or Asur or Mutter, all the different Lashonos. So one always says, here too, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's good for the Kohen to be Zohir, not to go on them. Why is that? Because of the Shita of Tosfos. The Rambam says, they're not Metame, but oh well. So one wouldn't have to be Zohir. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. That one should look at Chila, not Lizor Mikor, Milay Lechaleim. Ramah, Afa Pisha Yesh Mekilin, even though some are Mako, and in parentheses, Rambam and Uraim, they're not the same Shita, as we just said. The Rambam says, Tumas Oel is Mutter. The Uraim says, even Tumas Maga is Mutter. So that's in the parentheses. But they're the same in regards to Tech Meikr Hadin, Oel is not a problem. Avi Shish Mekilin, Venachon Lahachmir. Obviously, a kever of a Jew that went off is metame. In this halacha, we don't say a mumer has any difference in halacha. The Dogo Merfava here has an important discussion that many quote in terms of Lamaisa. There is a Rivet, in one of two places that seems to say possibly that Kohanim don't have to worry about Tumas Mace today because they're all Tame anyway. So are there any Heterim? This gets into medical school and other related issues in terms of anatomy, but there's an important Dogma Merivava here, quoted here in the Dogma Merivava and discussed in the Pesachei Shuvah also relating to this. But that is all the background for the Chashuke Chemes discussion here, where he talks about, okay, there's Tumas Mesav and Akum. What about a mummy? Because you have Tumas Mesav and Akum, but then you have the next stage of, it's kind of Ifrach Ifruche. It's very old. But it is made to, because you've wrapped it and you've put different materials on it, so maybe does that prevent it from being Ifrech Efruche? Remember, we just had the Pshat of the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam. If you would crush it up, then it would be like Cheres. So what about this type of case? That's the case. Hayemutter, the case that he talks about is Hayemutter li kohen li hikanis lemuzion ulehitz talem imparo chanut. Right, one of the pharaohs going into the mummy. So could a Kohen go take a picture? So it's a couple of questions. Number one, Mase Akum. Number two, a mummy of Mase Akum. So he goes through the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech talks about in Hilchas Avel. Right? This is not a new Shaila. Mummies have been around for a while. Nishal, Hayimutter l'Kohen limkar mumia adam chanut. Hine lefimasha shamati mumi alazu ain ba basar klal ala atzmos va'ora chofeosan. Is there any basar? Vemiveshim od velo nisharem lachluka shal basar klal. Veneshalti mayu atzmos ilu nefracham yaleim alo. Viyamruli sheinim nefracham ubekoshi heimishtabrim. Ulefiza nira dein kamakam lasavik klal. Pshita demetami b'magu b'masa. Right, if you say, says the Mishnah Lamelech, if it's true that the bones are held together and they're strong, then it wouldn't, there's no shayla. It's matame b'makom b'masa, according to most Rishonim, as we mentioned, right, a bone is matame. And the Rambam, and he quotes our Rambam, basar mishin nifra farasa kemach tor, mashpa mi pshat tavar, b'kosha lo nasa ke kemach, so then it will be, it'd still be matame. Doesn't matter how old. And then he continues, and of course gets into, what would you quote here? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, right? One of the shitas of those people who had to be more matami for Pesach Sheni was because they were carrying the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, right? And then they mummify Yaakov and Yosef, and they're still matame. So matame, you know, 40 years later. It was earlier, the Pesach Sheni. Shouldn't say 40 years later, but it was earlier in the first years. But that is the, what he brings in, at least, partly. Brings the right, one of the days of the, Rav Ayyan Asher Shari Tumayin Lemenef Shadam, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, no say Aron no shall Yosef. And it says at the end of Vayachi, Vayachantu also. Right? And they were mummified him. right? Unless you say, right? And then he quotes this, the Cheshek Shlomo on the Mishnah and always talk about this. Okay, Lubushay Nechnar Nifrach Vav became a Furish Bakra She Mitame. Right? That's the quotes also from the Torah Tamima in Shmos. Raya Machrachas Mikan, Tagam Magufim Machanutim Mitamim, Bekama Meachronim Chokru Bazev, Velav Bo Lamaskana Brura, Plia Gadola, Shalavi Raya Yosef, Sarachi and Gadol. Okay, but this is the a little discussion of Meisei Akum. Let's get back to our discussion. So we had a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about what the source is for including Bizar HaMeis that is dry, and the machlokes about how dry is dry. Meisvei, so the next kasha, I'll ask you from a Mishnah, Mesechas Alos, Kol Sheva Meis Metamei. Everything from a Meis is Metamei, except for Chutz Menashinayim, Batseyar, Batziporen, except for teeth, hair, and fingernails. Those are not metame, but those are only not metame if they are separated. Ubishas chibur and akol tame. But while they're attached, then they for sure are tame while they're attached. So Rashi says this is akasha on both, right? Why? Because why aren't teeth metame? Why shouldn't teeth be metame? Teeth are like bones, and therefore, why wouldn't teeth be metame? Rashi vashinayim dumya de etzemein v'tahorim akasha l'tshavayu. So Amar of Ada Barava dumya de etzem. Now, only included is something similar to bones. Ma etzem shenivra imo, avkol shenivra imo. Only something that is nivra imo. Meaning, what does that mean for us? That probably means that that's a reflection of really being part of the goof, inherently. It's nivra imo. If it's not born with the body, you're not born with teeth, so therefore, it is not an inherent part of the body, and therefore, for tumas meis afterwards, it also wouldn't be included. Va'ika seir v'tziporin shenivru imo v'tahorin. So what about hair and fingernails? Babies are born with various amounts of hair and fingernails, v'tahorin, and those are excluded. But what do you mean? If the only rule is nivra imo, so these should be included. El amar avada barava dumya de etzem. Ma etzem shenivra imo ve'ein gizo machlif. Add on a factor. Just like etzem is nivra imo, and it does not grow back. Ein gizo machlif, it does not regenerate. Of course, nivra imo ve'ein gizo machlif. It has to have nivra imo, which excludes teeth, and it has to be, does not grow back. Right? And that excludes hair and nails. And again, that might reflect that if it grows back, so it's not, the body is the body. Body is the body. It's gonna keep growing and being cut. And growing and being cut, maybe that shows its independence. Right? And that's why it wouldn't be included in the body. Yatsu shinaim shalom nivri mo, yatsu servitsi porin shalom nivri mo, gizo machlif. Good. Stop there for a moment. Also, interesting, the second and final, Chashuk Yechemed here discusses Rachmana Litzlan, a case where there was some type of attack. He quotes, Maisa Shahaya, Bechane, there was a pigua on a Shabbos. And, Nimsu Gufa Srufa Lagamre, Rachmana Litzlan, and the question was, there were teeth that were separated. And number one, Hayimutar Lakoin Lagaspi Shinayim Elu, Oshe Mitamos, are teeth mitame? Number two, is there a chi of kfura for teeth? Number three, are the teeth muksa, or can you be metalto the shinayim katin lahatiris ishto? Osha asam ishim isr muksa. For aguna issues, you look for all type of DNA evidence and teeth are a good source. So he says three points to make. Number one, regarding tuma, the Gemara Nita, nun hey, right? Shinayim are not metame. Shinayim tahorim, kol shem meis metame chutz mina shinayim. Number one. Number two, if they need klura, so the Gesher Achayim says that if the teeth fell out before the person died, let's say you get a tooth extraction. Right, so then that doesn't need kvura. Nobody buries their teeth in the dentist's office. Right, so says the, but if it fell out afterwards, because it was already considered mace at the time of the death, and therefore was neser b'hana. Okay, some want the teeth to be buried with them, so by tchias ha-meisim they have all their teeth. Okay, so that is the, some have that custom, he says. What about muksa? L'chor is mutter. Right, there are a lot of other reasons why we matir muksa. Heteraguna. Right, there's many, many, kulas and, that we would allow for heteraguna, and therefore he quotes other Umatar Kinyan and Bishabas in certain contexts. But either way, that's the context of a Shaila about teeth. Shaila about teeth. Okay, says the Gemara now. So what are the rules? What's included in parts of the body for Tumas Meis? Only something that is born with the person and does not regenerate. Says the Gemara Vahari or the Gizo Machlev. What about skin? Skin regenerates, so therefore it should be, if it regenerates, it should be excluded. Should be excluded from Tumas Meis, according to the rule. But Vitznan, but we learned Ditznan, where do we see that skin regenerates? Ditznan HaGaluda, the Mishnah Meseches Chulin. Galuda, that was the skinned animal. It was a Machlokas Tanom, whether a skinned animal is a Trefa or not. HaGaluda, Rabbi Meir, or what do you mean skinned? Even if not skinned, it means maybe there was so worked that the skin on the animal got worn out because of such work that it had been through. So the bundles that it carried. So Remeir is Machshir the Galuda. It is not a Trefa. It's not a Trefa. Why? Rashi, Hadri Bari, because it's gonna grow back the skin. Vachacham and Postan, the Chamsei Pasel. No, it's not kosher. If you're a Rabbanan kapasli, and even the Rabbanan do not pasel only because elat adahachi vahachi shalav ba'avir v'mesa. Because before it grows back, the animal is probably going to get sick and die. Ula olam, but technically they would agree that conceptually it does grow back. Gizo machlif. Right? So you see from the Mishnah there, says the Gemara, that skin is an example of something that's gizo machlif, and therefore it should be excluded from Tumas Meis. And yet we know the other Mishnah, another Mishnah in Chulin, right? Vitanina, and we learned the Mishnah in all about Tumas Vitara, I think it's the ninth parak, Vitaninan, Eilu Shaurasein Kibsaran, Ar Ha'adam. So you see, Ar Izmatame. So if your rule is it has to be born with the animal, with the person, and it has to be not gizomachlif, so what about skin? And we're comparing rules for, right, we're assuming that gluda by a animal is the same rules as skin of a person. So kasha. So the Gemara answers, Ha itzmar Allah, Omar Ula, Dvar Torah, or Adam Tohar. Really, on a daraisa level, skin is not metame. Meaning, you're right, it is excluded. Why? Because gizo machlif. It's not metame. Well, my taima amru tame. Why do we say, midrabanan, that the skin is metame bemeis? Gzeira shema yasa adam oros aviv imo shetichan lechamar. Because a person might come to you skin. Person might come to you skin. Literally, it sounds very unusual. A person might use the skin of his parents to make a shatiach, to use for a type of covering, lachamor. So a person might do that. Basically, the maisa, the rabbanu were gozer tuma, so that people would not use skin. So the mafarshim wonder, what kind of, especially the lashon of the Gemara, but for a parent, how's the Havamina here that this would be used? So first of all, let's see Tosfos. Tosfos says, isn't it Asur Bahana? Isn't Mace Asur Bahana? Anyway, we're talking about the Tumah. But, so we're saying Tumah is Asur, but it's Asur Bahana anyway. Tosfos and Dibur Maskel Shema. V'yim Tomer, v'alo Mace Asur Bahana. D'gamrinan, Sham Sham Egla Rufa. That's the source for Mace being Asur Bahana. Egla Rufa. 2 days in Tosfos. V'yesh Lomar. Okay, you're right, it's Asur Bahana, but people might not take that as seriously as Tuma. People may take Tuma Vatara very seriously. And you know that from the Gemara in Yuma. The Tuma Chamir Lehu Tvei. Kedamra Perak Beis de Yuma. Remember that story? The story, Chav Gimel. The Kohanim that are running up the ramp in order to do the Avodah, and one of them gets really upset that the other one is winning. So he takes out a knife and he stabs the other Kohen on the way up the ramp. And what happens? The Kohen there, Rachman al Atzlan, is dying. And what happens? Amar b'salik amalos ha'ulam v'yamar achenu beis Yisrael shimu. How are you? It's interesting. It talks about egla rufa there too. Ki matze chalav adam of yatzu zekenech v'shavtecha on amilavi egla rufa. Right, Rabbi Tzadok gets up and wails about who brings the egla rufa. This is an anonymous corpse. Ala ir o al ha'azaros. He's just saying the tragedy. Right, nobody's bringing the egla rufa. They know who this is. It's not an anonymous corpse. But he's just saying, what a terrible thing that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. This stabbing. Go kol aviv chia. And the whole lam starts crying. Ba aviv shel tinok. The father of the Gemara calls him a tinok. Must not have been a tinok, because he was a Kohen doing the avoda. But tinok, maybe to emphasize that he was very young. And umatzuk shu mefarper. And he was still flailing. Omer, what does the father say? Right? What should the father do? Kol atzala. What does the father say? Haru kaparaschem v'adayim b'ni mefarper v'lo nitma sakin. Quickly, take the knife out before the knife becomes tame. Says, well, kind of a reaction is that? Lo lametcha teaches us the Gemara that shakasha aleim taras kelim yosim mishvichas damim. In their eyes, it was warped hierarchy of values. It was a wrong hierarchy of values, but they thought tumah v'tara was more crucial than murder, than shvichas damim, than letting a person die. That's what Tosafot quotes here. Sometimes this is about Gzeira D'Rabbanan. D'Rabbanan know people. Sometimes people would take Tumah V'Tahara. Okay, it's Asur Ba'ana. Okay, Tumah V'Tahara? You know, that's more of a issue. So that's what, number one, Deya. And number two, Deya, second day of Tosafot is, maybe skin is not included in the Asur Hana of a mace. The Ode, important two Deyas. Vo Nira De'ar Eino Bechal Basar Le Asur Ba'ana'a. It's not included. To egla rufa nami lo nafka eli midechsiv be kapara kikachim. Right? It's only certain parts are included. So maybe it wouldn't be included in that iser. That is all number one. The discussion of in the achronim about the raya relating to whether the skin is included or not. I saw in the Chuvas Beis Yitzchak. Quoted in the Biradaf here, Masha Pashut Latosus Shaor Shalagla Rufa Mutter Bahana. The fact that Tosus quotes that the Or is Mutter Bahana, the Mishnah says in Meseches Kiddushin that if you're Mekadish Be'egla Arufa Eina Mukudeshes, so it must be says the Beis Yitzchak Loshitas Tosus Shaor Egla Rufa Mutter Bahana. Why wouldn't you be Mukudeshes? Maybe the Kavana is for the Or, and that is worth a Shava Pruta. Sees Vatirate Shakal Heter Anas Haor Hu Rak De. If it's hoofshot from the body, but if it's still connected to the body, then it wouldn't be considered a separate item. Either way, that's the discussion 2 days in Tosfos about the or of a egla roof. Is that Asur Bahana? And then the or of a person related to that is Asur Bahana. But either way, getting back to our issue of the language of Shema Yasa Shatiach, right? Aviv Imo. You know, exactly what would that be? So, two mentions. The Ritva here says, that maybe a person is doing it l'kavod, says the Ritva. Here, this one says the Ritva here. Umi adayin kasha halo rasha shevagoyim ina osekain v'kol shekain Yisrael. Nobody would do this. V'lachach hanachon kamosha birish mori harav Rav Aaron Halevi b'shem Rabo Haramban. Sheshatichin haynu sha'asa mehen davar chashuv umuubad yafe l'shatchan al gabi kosel lehisabel aleihem yamim rabim o sheyizkar maaseyem atovim. It's still very strange because we think the greatest covet is to bury, but maybe a person would be doing this l'shem, you know, kibud av ha'eim. You know, so I always remember my parents. I always and maybe some of the more prehistoric civilizations, they had different types of behaviors. Again, this was later than that, obviously, Bisman HaGemara, but that is the one suggestion, that maybe you do Yilashim Kavod, to be Mis'abal on there more, to remember their Maisim Tovim, or the Radvaz, in a tshuva, right, the Radvaz, not Tzfat, he eventually made it to Tzfat, but he was in Egypt most of his life. He discusses the time of the Beis Yosef, so he, in Chelek Aleph Siman Reis Samech Beis, he discusses the this kashali dalo ashkachna b'shum duchta to chashu chachamim l'milsa de l'shchicha v'davar zeh eino motzi klal afilo akam honey marchika b'davar zeh. Making a gzeira d'rabbanan on this type of milsa de l'shchicha. So he quotes v'anachon etzli d'or ha'ada moel l'p'ulas ha'kishuf for witchcraft, for sorcery. Or hames moa lasos bo kishuf lihinatsa mimakas charev. It's some type of divine protection. Mikom ashiya ha'or korov la'adam, tipulasi yosach hazaka. And the closer the skin, the greater protection. Ve'ein lucha korov la'adam yosem yabe v'imo. Kimehem tchuna sevar v'pul azu, haisa nimseis bizmanim kadmonim. V'hayu omrim ki einze bizayun kolkach. Kivan shekavanasam linatsa bizchus avosam. Uba orosam. V'osan oros ha'yushotchen osam b'fnei ha'nechnasim v'hayotzim. Some type of protection. We used to hang it by the door. Okay. That is First day in the Gemara. First day in the Gemara, that, again, what was the kasha? The kasha, we're getting back to our context. How could or be tamei? It's gizo machlif, so it shouldn't be included. So first day is that, you're right. It's not included daraisa. It's only exera drabanan that it is metame. Ika da amre. Second version in the Gemara. No. Hare or de ein gizo machlif. No, maybe understand that Mishnah in Chulin differently. The fact that there's a machlok is about Galuda. And we assumed, what was Galuda? Rameyer says it's not a trefa, and the Chum say it is a trefa. So the way we first understood that was that everybody holds that skin grows back. The Chachamim just say it's a trefa because before the skin grows back, the animal's going to die. Maybe it's the opposite understanding of that Mishnah. Hare or de ein gizo machlif. Everybody agrees that or really does not grow back. Ditznan chacham and poslim. That's the ikker. The chacham say trefa, because the animal, the skin's not going to go back. If you're Rabbi Meir, lo kamachshir, elo dekara bisra v'chayi. And here, Meir only says not a trefa, because the basar could somehow harden itself without skin, and the animal could continue living. Ula ola mengizo machlif. But really, the skin is something that does not regenerate, and therefore, v'yamar ula dvar Torah, or Adam Tor. And therefore, that's why, but, and yet, the kasha is, one second, skin, it does not grow back, and therefore, it should be metame daraisa. It fits the rules, right? Born with it and doesn't grow back. So why does Ula say it's Tor daraisa? You should say that skin is tame daraisa. So the Gemara answers, kidra de Ula seifa itmar. You're right. Maybe technically skin is, human skin is tame mi daraisa. What was Ula's comment about the Rabbanon? Only in the following case. V'kulan she'ibdon o she'hilach ben kadei avoda, if skin was processed. So then, tahorin. So then the skin is tahor, it loses its status. Chutz mi ara adam. Ara adam, even if it's processed. Rachman al-Itzlan, that would still be tame. V'yamar Ula, dvar Torah, ara adam ki evdo tar. And that's where Ula says, by processed skin, so then it is tar, even by humans, umatam amru, tame, gzir, shem yasa adam, or aviv imo shatichen. So 2 days in the Gemara, whether skin, ara adam, is metame daraisa, or metame dirabanan. Again, this is separate from a chiv of kvura. Chiv of kvura might apply even if there's no tumma. We said by teeth, you know, if it was attached when the person died and then it got separated, might not be metame, but there still might be a chiv kvura. Avarim, big discussion. Is there a chiv kvura by avarim, right? Amputated limbs. Discussion, there's a story in the Tanakh about this, but that's 2 days in the, 2 days in the Gemara. So it says the Gemara of Ari Basar, digizo machle v'tame. But Basar, what about Basar? So now let's get to the last line. Gizo machlif, and it is Tameh, right? Basar, flesh, grows back, so therefore we should say it's excluded v'tameh. Amar mar baravashi, Basar nasa mako motzalekes. Right, Basar doesn't grow back as it was earlier. There's always a scar, some type of a mark, so therefore it's not considered Gizo machlif. And if it's not considered Gizo machlif, so then that is why it is metami. The Arech Laner discusses here, how could these two days argue about something that seems to be a machlokas in Metzias? Machlokas in Metzias, whether skin is gizo machlif or ain't gizo machlif. Right, the first day it says skin is, the pshat of the machlokas, Rameir and the Chachamim, is that it grows back, and the second day it doesn't grow back, so the Arech Laner here has 3 days. What exactly is the machlokas between the different days? Say that it's not a machlokas in Metzias. Nilafiyah's daiti pshita, the basal shonas to gizo machlif. Everybody must hold that the skin does grow back. But, first suggestion, maybe it's, as the Gemara says, by Basar at the end, it leaves some type of mark. You could still tell that it had been removed and now it grew back. So that's the machlokas. Right, that's the machlokas. Lashon Rishon Sover, since it lamaisa grows back, so it's called Gizo Machlif. Second day says that no, because it's Nishar Makomo Tzalekes, there is, you could tell that it's not what it was, so maybe that's not called Gizo Machlif for our purposes. So it's a halachic machlokas. Number one, because it doesn't go back as it used to. V'yod Yesh Lomar says maybe. Number two is Pligi Beza Lashonos Imasha Ha'ar Machlif Mikri Ar. Something grows back. The question is it or not? Something grows back. Tavadei Pshita Kishinifshada Ar Badavar Acher Bimkomo. right? Something else comes. But v'lashon arishon sover, tzeh mikri gizo machlif. Right, the first day holds that that is called gizo machlif, and the second day it says no, it's something else, but it's not or number two. And then he quotes another one, maybe because it's only miksaso machlif. But either way, he comes up with three different suggestions what the machlokas is, not wanting to accept and not being able to accept that it is a machlokas in mitzias. Okay, we continue. Avalazov. Avalazov says the Gemara next on the list. So we spoke about Damanida, we spoke about Basar Hameis. Next on the list are getting into Zov, the liquids of a Zov, and the other items that are only Metame Lach and not Metame Yavish. So Avalazov is Zov Minola, and how do we know that a Zov is Metame, that the Ziva, the flow itself is Metame? Titanya Zovo Tame, Limeir Alazov Shehu Tame. Right, Zovo Tame teaches me that the Ziva is Metame itself. Not just the Zov is Metame, but the Ziva itself, the flow, the liquid is Metame. So the Gemara says, Vahalodinu, isn't it a Kavachomer? So I need a Pusik to teach me that it is Metame. Vahalodinu, La'acherim Gorim Tuma, if the Ziva is Metame, the Zov itself. So then, La'asma La'koshekin, surely it itself mitame, right, and tame itself. So again, it's mitame others, meaning the zav itself, who it came out from. So then, surely itself. So the Gemara says, no, wait a minute. We already had this a couple of weeks ago. Seer mishtaleach yochiach. The seer mishtaleach, the seer that sent off the cliff, should prove that this is not correct. Shegorim tuma laachirim v'hu atzmo tor. Right, it's gorim tuma for others. The one that's involved in the seer mishtaleach becomes tamei, but the seer mishtaleach itself is not tamei. So therefore, you see that kavachomer shouldn't hold up. So afatal the tamei alzeh. So to here, you don't see it's not based on a kavachomer, but a pasuk. Sha'afal bishegorim tuma laachirim v'hu atzmo tor. Even if it causes tuma laachirim, but it itself might be tor. And tamalomar zovo tamei. That's why you need the limud. The pasuk limud alazov shehu tamei. Good. So you know ziva is mitame. Says the Gemara ve'ema hani mili bimaga aval bamasa lo midi dahave asheretz. Once it's learned out from a pasuk, so maybe it should be the lowest level tuma. Maybe it should only be mitame bimaga if it's touched. But if it's carried bamasa lo, just like a sheretz is mitame only bimaga. So why should yeziva jump up? So Amar Rabbi Barabaya bimaga lo istrakra. The logari mishich vazera b'maga it doesn't need, right? We have comparisons we've had earlier in the Masechta comparing ziva to shich vazera, even though one is considered natural and one is considered an illness, but in terms of comparing them, we compare them. So just like the first level of ziva being mitami b'maga, it's compared to shich vazera, and therefore the pasuk yisrakra l'masa. So the pasuk must be teaching you masa one step above b'yema b'masa. So again, maybe you have to go little by little, because there are different levels of even within masa. Ema b'masa mitame adam ubigadim, b'maga adam mitame bigadim lo latame. So even b'masa, maybe it should be mitame adam ubigadim, and b'maga, it should be only mitame adam and not adim. Mi di dahavi amaga nevela, just like nevela. So the Gemara says, lo salgadaitach. So we can't have that havamina that we would be mechalik between the ziva and the Zav himself. Netanya Achirim Omrim, Hazav Ez Zovo, La Zachar Velanakeva. So a different pasuk that compares the Zav and his Ziva. Makish Zovo Lo. We have the Zav and we have the Zovo. So we compare the Ziva to him. Mahu Lo Chilakta Bin Mago Olo Maso, Latame Adam Latame Begadim, Av Zovo Kain. So we're not machalik between the Ziva and the Zav himself. It's all comparable. So the Gemara says, "V'hashu d'nafkalam me'azav is zovo, zovo tamei lamali." So it sounds like you can learn everything from the second pasuk. Hazav is zovo, which compares the zav to his ziva. So what do you need the first pasuk for that we quoted on the bottom of Amud Aleph? Amar Rav Yehuda midiskarta itzrich. You still need that pasuk also, because you might not have said this pasuk of zav and ziva. Compare it once you know it's in the world of tuma. But you need the other pasuk to teach me that it's tameh. Salgadai lechamina sir mishtaleach yochiach. You might have said the kalvachomer, or you might have said, not the kalvachomer, you might have said the svara, otherwise like a sir mishtaleach, shagurim tumalachim buatz motor. Right? You might have said that even if it could be mitameh others, meaning himself, the zav, but it itself might not be tameh. V'im yisham hazav et zovo, and if you say, oh, 1 minute, but this pasuk of zavot, isn't that obviously also teaching me that the ziva is tamei? Right, what's the Gemara suggesting now? The first pasuk is teaching me that the Ziv is Tameh in the first place. The second pasuk is teaching me that it's the same level of Tumah as the Zav. But once you have the second pasuk that's the same level of Tumah, isn't that obviously assuming that it's Tameh? So why can't you just have the second pasuk? No. You might have interpreted the second pasuk not as teaching me that the Ziva is Tameh itself, but just teaching me numbers. V'imisha mazavet zovo, l'minyana hu da'asa. As we know, how many re'ios have to, does a zav have to have? And how many are his zivos different than female? We have this already. Zov chad, zovo tarti, u'bishlishi akshi rachmanu l'nekeva. The third one, we compare it to an akeva. In what way? Remember, just like an akeva is matame even ba'ones, so too ziva. So if you only have the second pasuk, you still might not have known that the ziv is tame bechlal. So kazar rachmanu zovo tame. That's why you have zovo tame, to teach me that it's tame, and then the second pasuk teaches me that it's tame in the same level as the zav. V'yasha dam rachmanu zovo tamehu, drosh beinami hai. And once, though, you have pasuk number one to teach me that it's tameh, the second pasuk could teach me that it is equal, and also could teach me along the way the numbers. Meaning we learn both of these halachas from the second pasuk, that it's 1, 2, and then the third is like an akeva, and we also learn that it is the same level, tumah, as the ziva itself. Good, so that's how we get all of the levels of limud, but along the way we spoke about a little maga, a little masa, a little all. Remember also that Rambam, very important Rambam, in the first halacha of Hilchos Tumas Meis. It's an important Rambam not just for Tumas Meis, but in terms of the concept that it reflects along the way. Remember the first halacha, the Rambam says that maga and ohel are mefurish in the Torah, and masa is not. The Rambam tells us, Hameis matame v'mago masa v'ohel, tumas shiva. Right, Hameis is matame, all three tumas shiva. Tumas maga v'ohel mifurashin v'torah. And the Torah says, Hanogea b'meis l'chol nefesh adam, tame shivas yamim, and also, kol abba el ha'ohel, v'chol asher v'ohel. Doesn't say anything about masa. Right, this is the Rambam talking about mace. We were just talking about the Gemara about ziva. But again, the concept of maga and masa is written here. And then, tumas masa is v'pi ha'shmua, and a kal v'chomer. V'kal v'chomer advarim. Im nevela shehi tumas erev v'ena matami ba'oel. If nevela, right, the carcass of an animal, which only makes you tummy for a day, and is not matami ba'ohel. So it's very makel. It's only matami for a day, and it's not matami ba'oel. Mitama b'masa, but makes you tummy if you carry it, because masa is mefurish by nevela. Shenemar v'anoseas nevlasam, right, as the Gemara said. The Gemara said, "I'm not a nevela." So, just like a nevela is so makel and yet it's matami b'masa, hameis lo kol shekein. So surely a mace, which is matami more than a day and is matami ba'oel, surely should be matami b'masa. And then when a nevela shemaga atumas erev masa atumas erev, and then we say just like a nevela, it's mag and masa are both one day. Af hameis shemaga atumas shiva masa atumas shiva. So to a mace. Maga and Masa are both Tumas Shiva. And Tumas Ameis, Masa Bameis, Midirei Sofrim, but it's in Daraisa. It's a Din Daraisa, says the Rambam. And then the Rambam adds, even though it looks like a Kavachomer, the Yireli, Shezesh Shasak Mimena Hakasav, Kederach Shasak Miisr Habas. Why did it leave out Masa? So it leaves out Masa because it's similar to leaving out the Isser of daughter. It says granddaughter in the Torah of Arayas. It doesn't say daughter. Why? Because it's included. Lafisha aser beferis afilu basabas. So therefore, bas is also automatically included. Vishasak mi isra achilas basa b'chalav. Doesn't say basa b'chalav. Only says cooking basa b'chalav. It doesn't say eating basa b'chalav. Right? Why? Lafisha aser beferis afilu bishulo. So the Rambam says three examples. It says basabas and not bas. It says bishul basa b'chalav and not eating basa b'chalav. It says even ohel and not masa. Those are the three examples which the Rambam says that is a din. Those are din and daraisa, even though they are not mefurish. And the Kesef Mishna says these aren't kal v'chomers because you can't be monish based on a kal v'chomer. But it's what we would call a gilui milsa. It's a gilui milsa. It's included. The Torah says something even more, and included in those are the more the lesser halachas, so to speak, than the ones that are mefurish in the Torah. Okay, let's continue. Vaharok, rope minalan. So how do we know the rope, the saliva of a zav, is mitame detanya ki yarok? You might think an amazing havamina. Even if it never touched, if a zav spit at a person, even if the spit never touched the recipient, just the zav spitting at a person, that's going to be mitamehim. Amazing havamina. Tamalomar batahor. Acha yiga batahor. It has to touch the tar. Ainli elaroko. This is only his roka saliva. Kechovenio ume afshalominayin. All different pshatim about what this is. The phlegm, the mucus, other types of fluids from the mouth, from the nose, how do you know are all included? Tamalomar v'chiyaruk. They're all included, and they're tame. Amar mar, yachal avabishalonaga, mehecha tesi. What kind of havamin is that? If it didn't touch, salkadai dachamina nailif rok mi yivama. Because you might have thought, you learned it out from yibum, from chalitza. Mahasam avabishalonaga. By chalitza, the spit goes on the floor. Right, it doesn't touch anybody. So just like there, it works. Afachanami to Lonaga. So to here, to Lonaga, even if it didn't touch, Kamash Balan. Again, an amazing Havamina. That, again, there, it's not about Tum, it's talking about a halachic ceremony. So halachic ceremony, you could say, you know, you have certain requirements, but here, Tumah, usually you have to have at least touch. We were just talking about even Mas and Oel. But, you might need touch, Kamash Balan. You're right. In the Chinam, he does need touch. So again, maybe these liquids are only mitami b'maga, not b'masa. Amar Eish Lakish, Tana Deveri B'Shmuel, Amar Kra Batahor. Ma, we darshan Batahor as if it says what's in the hand of the Tahor. Ma she biyad Tahor, Timesi Lecha. What's in the hand of the Tahor? Timesi, which is even b'masa. V'ema b'masa metame adam u'begadim b'maga adam letame begadim lo letame mi dehavi amaga nevela. Also, maybe it's not totally. Maybe there's still differences in the levels. Amar Eish Lakish v'chaitan deRabbi Yishmael amakra batahar tara shetaharti lecha b'makom acher timeti lecha kan tara that I said tar elsewhere is tame here v'eza zeze amaga nevela. So we darshan that it's different than that case. V'ema b'masa desheretz. Maybe it's like Masa Sheretz. Maybe that's what we compare it to. Rashi. V'yema Masa de Sheretz. Sheti harti lecha es hanos o timaiti lecha bekan. Maybe the diuk should be compared to Sheretz, not to Nevela. What I was matar you by carrying the Sheretz, I was matame you here, but the maga is still like Nevela. Imke nechtov kra bi'adam my patahar shmamina tarti. Learn out from both. Good. Umehaaf. The mucus, my mehaaf. What is mehaaf? So, machlokes. Amar Rav binigrarin derech hapeh. The mehaaf, still Rav says for it to be tummy, it has to come out of the mouth. We know the nasal connection between the mouth and the nose. Only if it comes out of the mouth is it metami. Lafi, why? Lafi sheyefsha lemehaaf velotzich suchei harok. Because Rav holds that fundamentally mehaaf, mucus just from the nose is not going to be metame, but if it comes out of the mouth, then there's definitely saliva mixed in, and therefore is going to be tame. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Begarin Derech Achotem, no, even if it comes out the nose. Alma Kasavar Ma'ayanu Rachman Arabye. Rabbi Yochanan says, all liquids and even mucus from the nose is one of the Ma'ayanos of his of, and it's going to be tame. For Rav Nav, so once Rav includes anything that comes out of the peh. V'rav nachshov nami dimas eino. So what about tears? Tears also somehow, what if tears come out of the mouth? Damar av haiman deboilis delistame la'ene. Somebody wants to become blind. Lichobi av the kochavim. Let him go get eye coloring put on from an idolater. So an idolater is going to want to blind him. But Levi amar haiman deboilis lemus lechobi av the kochavim. And Levi says whoever wants to die should be let that happen. What does that mean? V'yamar avchia barguria my time up. Right. Well, let's just look at Rashi for a second. Right. Delemus. Right. Not only become blind, but this is very dangerous for letting the guy, you know, have this being open to an idolater. So let's not Rashi. Let's just continue the Gemara first. V'yamachia barguria my time at the Rav. Delo amar haiman deboy delemus. But why did Rav not say like Levi? If it's dangerous, whatever was going on here, why was Rav always only worried about becoming blind and not dying? Because somehow, even if you put something in your eye, you could spit it out through the mouth. So you see from there that somehow the tears are also could go out through the mouth. So therefore, why didn't Rav include that also in terms of what's tameh? So for Rav, not nehi, dezira nafik, demasa gufa lo nafik. You could spit out the poison, but you're not going to be able to spit out the tears. Right? Somehow the poison could get out, but not the actual tears. Okay? That's why he doesn't include it. By the way, discussion in the Achronim, why don't we say bittel? By the saliva in the meha'at. There's only a little bit of saliva there, so it's a discussion of min b'mino lo batel, right? It's a discussion in the Achronim here. Tashma a little bit more. Tisha mashken azavein says say the Tanoim that there are 9 mashken of azav. Also, we had this earlier, back in Krisus. Hazeav, different categories. Hazeav alecha, srucha varei, the zeya, the sweat, valecha, srucha, the pas, varei, Tahorin miklum, those are all disgusting. They're not tame at all. They're tahor. Dimas einu v'dama gafaso v'chalav ha'isha, the tears and the blood of a wound and the milk, metamin tumas mashkin berevius. Those are metame like mashkin berevius. They need a shear. Aval zovo roko me raglov, but these are considered ma'ayanot and therefore metamin tumachamur. They're considered literally fountains of the zav, and therefore they're metame tumachamura, right? Even a small amount, because they're ma'ayanos. Ve'ilu me'ha'af loktani. So why, according to Rav, why isn't me'ha'af on the list here? So bishlama l'rav loktani, fine, according to Rav, I understand. Lo psika le'le misni, zibnin da'asi derech ha'pev, zibnin da'asi derech ha'chotem. It depends. It's not always a ma'ayan. It's only a ma'ayan through the mouth, because it really, at root, is roke. And that's why it's not separately on the list. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, listen, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, why isn't it on the list? Right? It's one of the Ma'ayanot of Azov. Where it says, Lotameh Kecho Veneo Miktani. Why doesn't it list the other types of phlegms and salivas? Elul Tanarok V'kol Da'asim Mirabuya. Achanami Tanarok V'kol Da'asim Mirabuya. It's included. It's included, and therefore, you don't have to have it separately. You don't have to have it separately. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here by Dimas Eino. We're talking more about the different liquids, as we continue here in the seventh parak. Again, keep in mind all of the siyumim coming up at Hashem, the Thursday night, January 2nd in the Yom Gizwell of West Hempstead, 8 o'clock, Myriv, with a shir slash siyum, to follow with some refreshments, Sunday morning, the OU having the two programs on January 4th, both in, Yom Gizwell of Lawrence Cedars, and I'll be with our Rabbi Elephant and Rabbi Khan, and Sunday morning, myself and Rav Schechter in the Romer Shul in Tinek, davening in the Shiurim, and then they're back here in Eretz Yisrael in Beit Shemesh Thursday night, January 9th, I think it is, with 7:30 Myriv. But please feel free to RSVP for that one, because that one hopefully will be a dinner for husbands and wives, in terms of the ones who are lomdim the daf and the ones who help those that are lomdim the daf. Rosnerdafyomi@gmail.com for more information and for sponsorship opportunities. Okay, we will stop here.